With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Melissa ravaging Jamaica and being blamed for at least 35 deaths and millions of dollars in damage. In Jamaica, a Christian nonprofit relief organization, Food for the Poor, is racing to get emergency supplies and food to the victims. Spokesman Kvyat Silvera says being on the ground and making advanced preparations made all the difference.
You're preparing before, because that is critical. Pre-preparation is very important. But then when the activity is there, it's imminent, it's right at the door knocking. Now you're putting all your pre-prep activities into action. What are the things that need to be shut down? What are the trucks that need to be locked 2 days before, 24 hours before, and at the time of the hurricane?
Listeners wishing to make donations to support the current Hurricane Melissa relief efforts can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to immediately begin matching other nuclear powers in testing nuclear weapons. He cited Russia and China. That announcement came Wednesday in a post on Truth Social, just before the president met for talks with China's Xi Jinping. In those talks, President Xi says he looks forward to continued goodwill and harmony with the United States.
Mr. President, I'm ready to continue working with you to build a solid foundation for China-U.S. relations and create a sound atmosphere for the development of both countries.
A South Texas city has removed a mural protesting the border wall along the southern border. That follows a threat by Governor Greg Abbott to withhold up to $1.5 billion in road funding. This is SRN News. A senator calls for sanctions on China.
Republican Ted Budd of North Carolina has written a lengthy article in The Hill pointing out the details of Beijing's latest crackdown on Christians. Budd says it's time for the U.S. to punish the Communist Party for its increasing violations of international religious freedom statutes, adding, quote, any Chinese official who is responsible for or has directly carried out abuses against religious groups must face strict U.S. sanctions. He's also introduced a sanctions bill in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim clergymen in Arab nations choose to the topics of their sermons ordinarily, but lately governments in countries including Morocco, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia have dictated sermon content. Officials say the move aims to curb extremist speech, but critics argue it turns sermons into tools for promoting state policies. This is SRN News. The Cat in the Hat is back.
A newly discovered Dr. Seuss manuscript featuring the Cat in the Hat will be published next year. The book, titled Sing the 50 United States, celebrates the United States and is set for release just in time for America's 250th anniversary. This is the first full manuscript by Dr. Seuss, born Theodore Geisel, to be found since 2015. The manuscript was discovered earlier this year at the Geisel Library in California. New illustrations in the style of Dr. Seuss were created by artist Tom Brannan. Keith Peters, Washington.
Major fire in a farming community in South Texas. Many residents ordered to evacuate. Officials in the very small town of Gregory say the blaze is about 50% contained. No injuries reported. Not immediately clear how many structures may have been destroyed. More details at srnnews.com.